Foamy Head, show number 74, Founders Beer Show. That was the melodious sounds of Hubert Sumlin singing The Same Thing, which apparently causes a lot of confusion around here when we're trying to intro the show when I said, say the same thing.
Yeah, that's like the old
the
old skit.
Yeah. Who's on first?
Who's on first? There you go.
I don't know. Yeah. No, he's on second.
Yeah.
Well, Hubert Sumlin, guy coming in, was a guitar player from around the West Memphis area way back in the day, born in 1931, called up to the big leagues by Howlin' Wolf.
Uh-huh.
He was Howlin' Wolf's guitar player for up to Howlin' Wolf's death in 76, I think. So he's legendary. He is, what do we figure? He's 76
years
old.
76 years old.
And the guy has been around, seen it, done it all. But he's not that great a singer. So that wasn't him singing. And this is what we're going to play is we're going to play three Hubert Sumlin songs, but they're different singers on each one. And your job, should you choose to accept it, is guess who it is. Now, this first guy, since you already know who it is, we'll just unveil it. You'll remember him from the New York Dolls. Then he went on to a career where he changed his name to Buster Poindexter, sang Hot, 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 was a member of Saturday Night Live band, and changed his name back recently for a reappearance of the New York Dolls, David Johansen. Glam punk guy, went to whatever the hell you call Buster Poindexter, and he also dabbles in the blues. So he was the singer on that song. And so this record called About Them Shoes that Hubert Sumlin put out, all these people, these rock legends, heard that Hubert was doing this, and they came flocking in saying, can I sing with you, Hubert? So,
oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Is every song by a different artist?
Almost every song. So that was the first one, David Johansen. We're going to hear some more, and then you're going to guess who it is. So we are drinking. What are we drinking?
We're going to start off with the Founders Black Rye. We're heading back to Michigan. These people are out of Grand Rapids, you said?
Yep, Grand Rapids.
Founders Brewing Company, founded by Mike Stevens and Dave Engbers, produced its first beer in November 1997. Built out of a dream and a passion for home brewing, what started out as a hobby quickly became a thriving business. Founders Brewing Company operates a small facility of 10,000 square feet that houses all its manufacturing needs. Current capacity allows for approximately 4,000 barrels per year, with plans to significantly expand manufacturing in 2006.
So 4,000.
2007 now.
4,000 barrels a year, that's it?
That's pretty small.
And if you look on Rate Beer, because you heard me saying repeatedly, damn, they make a lot of beers. So they must make very small batches because it was a huge list of beers. Well, I tell you, my Dave, is it Engbers?
We do a Mike better. Mike Stevens and Dave Engbers.
Okay, we did a much better job than Jeffrey T on the Good Beer Show. I heard this drunken interview he did with on one of his shows, and he could not get the guy's name right.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He said, well, what was your name again? But he did say something. I thought this was pretty insightful. I mean, they were at the Michigan Brewers Fest. They had their own style. He said, he claims, and they all kind of back this up, they've got this Michigan vibe going. Whereas, like, West Coast beers, really hoppy, you know, they go for the hops out there. And so Michigan, they're in that area, they're very creative. They like mixing it up, doing all kinds of different types of beer.
Well, if you notice, out of the last, like, 20 shows, a third of them have probably been California brewing companies. Another third, Wisconsin.
Big foamy
another
head.
Another third, yeah. Michigan.
Yeah, so. This thing pours a giant head. And I tilted, too. I got like a, wait a minute. That's four fingers right there.
Every bit.
Black rye. This beer will surprise you with big hop flavor and a toasty sweet aroma. Pours black from the chocolate and debitterized black rye malts. The ale is medium-bodied and is well-flavored with hints of toffee, nutty undertones, and a dry, crisp finish.
Now, is this a – what style are they saying? It just says dark ale, but that sounds sort of –
Well, it's a rye beer.
Okay, but
– So it's using
– How much rye, right?
Yeah, that's a good question. 6.4% ABV, 64 IBUs, black unfiltered, cellar for 6 months, serve 42 degrees.
And Rate Beer gave it a 95 out of 302 reviews. That's pretty respectable.
That's pretty good rating for Rate Beer. Yeah.
And this is a 7%. That's it. Not bad.
The website's very at 6.4. Good.
It does? Okay. Well, this Rate Beer claims 7. Yeah. I got a little too much foam. It pours a pudding head, that's for sure. But, not good stuff. I'm having a drink through my foam. I think this is a good beer for what we just ate, because I was worried about tasting this. The spice that we had, because we had some barbecue and trying some barbecue sauces, and I've been nibbling on these pork cracklings. Fatback cracklings.
Those are quite tasty. A little spicy.
Heart attack in a bag.
That's right. I'm running low on vitamin C. That's cholesterol.
We like our cracklings in the Mid-South.
Who doesn't like fried pig skin? I don't know.
I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah.
This seems to be kind of a mix between a Schwartz beer, which is a black malt beer that's kind of a... really not that bitter. It's actually a pretty easy drinker. And a rye beer or a Rogan beer from Germany. So yeah. Nice.
Hey, homebrew update real quick. Opened my beer, drank it.
It was good. We shared a bottle before the show.
It was Chinooky.
Yes, it was.
It was very Chinooky. And this was an IPA I got from Mid-South Malls. And I saw in there they had Chinook. And I was looking for an IPA. I wanted to do an IPA, but, you know, Chinook, you're not going to be confused about what you're drinking. It has that soaked in pine sort of aftertaste. But it was good. And you couldn't taste the apricots I put in there to kind of give it a little little interesting thing. Not like the last batch I made, but good nonetheless.
Yeah, I didn't think it was too piney at all. I like that flavor. Yeah. I really do.
I guess I'm kind of...
And you use some oak chips in this one, too.
Yeah, toasted oak chips. So that did kind of help a little bit.
It was dark for an IPA.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't figure that out. I used the kit, and that's what they
gave me. It came out pretty dark.
I don't know. Maybe it's old. And considering I did every possible thing I could to ruin it, you know, it's like I'm like sloshing the thing from container to container, breaking all the
just because you brewed it as an afterthought on Sunday before you hit the road on Monday morning, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was trying to get it done. I've been
I think you started brewing around 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, something like that. It was late. Yeah, because you're
like
over
Rick.
Here. Help
I'm
me.
I'm ruining my beer.
Help me. So. Anyway, good stuff. May is rapidly approaching for our epic journey down there, and the barbecue's just around the corner, and there's all kinds of good stuff going on around here. It's a good time to be in Memphis.
Yeah, we're doing all sorts of planning for our competition barbecue cook in South Haven, and doing a little experimentation today.
Yeah.
Trying different barbecue sauces and different quantities of meat, trying to figure out how you feed a crowd.
Yeah,
we got a big pre-cook coming up next weekend.
Mm-hmm. That was the big question. How much barbecue does a person eat, and how many people does a Boston butt feed?
Yeah.
So everybody had their own ideas. My family, we're large and eat quite a bit. Butt doesn't last long around our place. I noticed just for a frame of reference, my wife and the two girls upstairs killed the other pound.
Oh, okay.
It's gone.
Wow.
Okay. We have leftovers.
Oh, good.
Let that be your guide to my family's ability to put food away. They can pack it in, yeah.
So we're working those numbers, and ultimately it'll be we cook what we cook. And
yeah.
If you get there and eat it, you get fed. If you don't, you
get
go
there
hungry.
Late, you might be left out.
Yeah. That's right.
You can always go eat fair food.
Yeah. I've got I got an inch, 3/4 of an inch of foam left in my glass.
Yeah, it's just hanging out, isn't it?
It is hanging out. I'm going to have to get another glass for our next beer just to try it out.
Think any of our listeners will make the barbecue this year?
I don't know. You know, somebody's got to come down. I got to.
Well, we have local listeners.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about outside the area.
That's sure, they're deaf and mute, but
we
have them.
That's true. Well, you know, more things are coming. We've got some more promotional things, so I think we'll get a little larger local folk aware of us and, of course, the rest of the Beer Podcast, as we are always promoting him as well. So lots of good beers. We've got more of the standards coming up. We've got some interesting discussions coming up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. We started on it. We'll see if it comes up. But here's our next song, Still a Fool.
Still a Fool.
Running just for a day. is running just out of me. Oh, Lord, yeah, sure enough he is. Oh, well. Somebody help me with these blues. Well, now she's the one I'm loving. Oh, she's the one I do hate. I do hate to lose. I do hate to lose. I do hate to lose. I've been crazy, yes, all of my days. Well, I done fell in love with, yeah, with another man's wife, yeah. Oh, with another man's wife, yeah, with another man's wife. So long and tall, till she weeps like a willow tree. Well, now they see she's no good, but she's all right. Yes, she's all right with me. Yes, she's all right. She's all right with me. Yes, she's all right. 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 She's all right with me. Oh, hey, hey.
So you figured it out? It's a white guy, not a black guy. White guy, black guy's voice.
Watch out now. They'll confuse you with Don Imus.
I know. I'm being careful. But was another Hubert Sumlin song, and he's joined. And as you can tell, there isn't but two or three people in the room. He's joined by Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones. That was Keith singing.
And, never would have known that.
Well, you know, I've heard some, but that's why I was giving you hints. Like, the hints was, if anything this guy's ever played on with his band, from the first few notes, you'll go, ah, know who it is.
Then but, you played us, I can't get no satisfaction. That's
yeah.
Like, good hint.
Yeah.
So we all guess Mick Jagger.
Well, remember, when that's what they formed. They were a blues group.
They were.
When they first started.
So was Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, everybody was. So Hubert, when they hear Hubert's ready to play, they all come running and want to play with him.
I don't blame him, the way that man plays guitar.
Yeah. And so that's, we're going to get to watch him at the blues tent. That's going to be very cool. We're going to be watching a yet another blues legend.
All you listeners out there need to make a trek to Memphis, for sure.
It's worth the trip. And we got a call coming up with our donor of the beers.
The donor of the beers.
That's right.
He has to get a hall pass from his wife first.
Yeah.
And we did drink the Dirty Bastard now.
I was going to say, we did crack open another one.
Yeah, fantastic beer. My first swallower of it was like, wow. Okay, great, yeah, great.
Good stuff. And this is a Scotch ale.
That's Founders flagship beer. Yeah. Dirty Bastard. It's an absolute beautiful beer to behold. Dark ruby in color and brewed with 10 varieties of imported malts, this beer continuously lives up to its reputation as a bold and powerful ale. Dirty Bastard is complex in the finish, with hints of smoke and peat paired with malty richness. Finalized with a good bit of hop attitude, this beer ain't for the wee lads. So that's what kind of leads us to think it's a wee heavy.
Yeah, I wondered about this because it doesn't seem that dense.
The peat smoked malts and I'm not getting the a lot English of peat. Style ales are.
I'm getting a very subtle smoked hint, and the malts are.
Peat smoked malts aren't that good. You don't want a lot of them. It's just got to be it.
Got just touch. Enough? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is good. And I've had some bad Scotch ales, including most specifically the one I made. It sucked ass. But this is, it's very good. Very good.
Now, why are they calling it a Scotch ale? Because of the peat?
They're not. We are.
No, it said it on Rate Beer.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Yeah. It said Dirty Bastard. And the Rate Beer, the numbers, Dirty Bastard Scotch Ale, rated a respectable 94. And this was by 402, the largest number of people, to rate the Founders beers. And, again, I'm going back to what you said, 4,000 barrels? That's a small
before
production.
2006.
Before 2006, okay.
I think they need to update the website. They probably have upgraded the brewery, which is why the distribution's increasing, and forgot to upgrade their website.
Well, their list of beer offerings is enormous. I've never seen that many coming from somewhere. Great stuff, and I've heard other folks review it. Now, my numbers from Rate Beer say this is 8.3% alcohol.
8.5 from the website.
I am not getting that kind of alcohol taste at all. I mean, this is...
It's got a little sweetness to it, so maybe that's
why. Yeah, there's no warmth or burn like you
think. So the other Scottish ale we had was the Orkney ale. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah, Orkney.
This one compares to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I think this is probably a little milder than the Skull
Splitter.
Yeah,
this one definitely isn't as smoky as that one was.
Yeah.
Because that one had a big wallop of smoke.
It did. This is a very nicely done beer. And I've heard... Nothing.
Okay,
but good
you guys are
going
to hear my terrible Scottish accent or imitation of an accent. It goes, ach, ye've nary had such a bonny taste of heaven since pulling your mouth off your mommy's teat with more Highland biddies and flavors than your grandmammy's haggis.
Is that
Dirty
still
Bastard Ale ain't for the wee lads.
Are you still doing an accent?
And it, yeah, sure.
Okay. You need to work
and
on
if
that.
It's too strong for your silk-wearing, poodle-walking arse, then it's back to the lock with you, Nessie.
Well,
no strong words for the beer bottle.
I can't help you, although my lineage traces directly back to Scotland. There were no stopovers in England except one.
Do it better.
I can't. I'm from Memphro.
We'll have to import somebody.
I was thinking, though, of course, you can't help but think of Fat Bastard from Austin Powers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dirty Bastard.
Yeah.
It's like, get in your stomach, baby.
Get in me belly.
Yeah. Baby, the other white meat.
I'm going to eat you.
Yeah. Okay, we're just not even going to attempt a Scottish accent. We'd offend enough people.
I love the last movie where he lost all that weight. He had all that flab.
Oh, the arm fat the flab? Yeah, God.
I'm sure I saw it.
All right. Well, you mentioned something earlier, and we've been talking about this offline.
The honky.
The
white boy.
The politics and what you can and cannot say. And, of course, in podcasts, we enjoy this enormous freedom that, despite that,
nobody
we're still
cares
pretty,
what we say.
Yeah, nobody cares. There's no FCC regulation. So we could say whatever we like.
We can call people a cracker if we want to.
Yeah, a cracker or a stupid bicycle.
Yeah, or a park bench.
Yeah. But apparently you can't do that on radio, and somebody somewhere decided to make an example. And said,
CBS Radio and MSNBC.
Yeah, turn Imus loose to seek employment elsewhere.
You know, you say you can't do that on the radio, but you could if you were paying the bills.
Well, I think it's also, we talked about who depends on who's saying it, too.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, you got all these sponsors, and they're the ones that drove the decision to can him.
Okay, because this is going to come out a couple of weeks from now, and people have short memory spans. Yeah. Imus was commenting on the Tennessee Vols against the Rutgers women's basketball game for the NCAA championship, I do believe.
Yep.
And he was commenting that the Rutgers women were looking pretty rough. Mm-hmm. And then his co-host said something about they're a bunch of hoes. And then Imus said, yes, they're a bunch of nappy-headed hoes, or nappy-haired hoes.
Mm-hmm.
Then
he went on to talk about I think what he was doing was comparing the two teams to how they looked.
Yeah. Right.
That the two girls from Tennessee were real cute, slender, hair pretty, and the Rutgers girls were rough, a little larger. They actually had tattoos.
Well, I didn't
he compared
see them.
Them to the Tennessee team, saying the girls from Tennessee, they all look cute.
Was there a foundation for his comparison?
It was a great comparison.
I've seen some of the girls from Tennessee, and they're not bad.
Yeah, they are very cute.
Well, that's one thing. We may talk funny, but we make some good-looking
women. We got some
pretty
girls down here, let me tell you.
Well, okay. So he went on to discuss Spike Lee, a famous black director and a producer, and his movie, Do the Right Thing.
Yeah.
You know, which had the Jigaboos and the Wannabes, I believe, were the main cast of characters there.
Mm-hmm. Now, as long as you're referring to the subject matter, you're politically correct.
Right.
It's when you use it in that apparently nowadays, you got to be very careful about what you say. Otherwise, somebody's going to take offense and sue you or what have you.
Well, I think it's all ugly language. I mean,
what
Ima said was minimal compared to. It was comparative to what Spike Lee said.
Oh, yeah.
Minor compared to any rap album.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. You said that. Or pick any rap record. And you cannot – they had this on the Today Show. I didn't watch the conclusion of it, but I thought this was a fair question. How can you use the same word and based on your skin color, it has a different meaning? That's a double standard.
Right.
No matter what the word. And I was thinking, the word gay used to be...
happy fun.
Happy fun.
Yeah.
Faggot.
Gay color.
Used to mean a fag was a cigarette.
Cigarette, right. Yeah.
Not faggot. And I have no idea where it came from. But the thing is...
I don't know why.
Well, there's a sports commentator, Billy Packer, that just went through this with the word fag. He was commentating or maybe they were doing an interview or something like that, and they were talking about the... players going up and down the court, I believe, it's a couple weeks ago. But the gist of the conversation was that they were going to be tired, and he said it was fagged out.
Right.
And man, he got in trouble.
That was the old use of the term.
He got in trouble.
Was he an older person?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely older. He's probably six, maybe in his 60s, I guess.
Well, you know, that's the thing, though. Is it a double standard? Now, okay, right now, you know, obviously, it goes without saying.
And
and they're not even the largest minority anymore. The black folks of this country take offense, and they'll raise hell about it at the drop of a hat. Well, good for them for standing up and saying, you know, you got to treat me right. I am a man.
Do it
down there on the Civil Rights Museum. They got the sign. But yeah, make it across the board. And
but I think we all need to get a little thicker skin. I mean. Some of the things anybody can go to a movie and get offended this day and age. Anybody can go to a comedy act and get offended this day and age because the comedian will make fun of every race in the crowd.
Oh, there's comedians who specialize in that.
That's correct.
That's their whole act.
They tear them down till they're crying and on their knees, embarrass the hell out of them. But I say it's about the platform. When you're provided a public platform like that, You really need to watch your P's and Q's and watch what you say. I mean, I kind of compare it to the Dixie Chicks. They had that public platform that was paid by all the ticket holders, and they go in and talk about mm-hmm. their political views
in Germany.
During
the time of war.
And it pissed off a lot of people.
Well, and I got to tell you, for some reason, God knows what, my wife decided to purchase a Dixie Chicks CD. God help me. I'm in the car, and she puts it in. I said, you ain't going to play that. I'm not going to sit in this car. I will jump out of this. I don't care if we're on the highway. Do not play the Dixie Chicks because, A, they suck, and, B, they're morons for espousing their political views. And my view on this, entertainers, Ben Affleck, Robert De Niro,
Timothy Hutton.
You name the entertainer. I don't care who it is.
Sean Penn.
They are prancing monkeys for my entertainment. That's right. What they are. They're the court jester.
When I want to watch you, I'll put a nickel in the slot.
Exactly. Yeah. Dance, monkey, dance. Yeah. Make me happy, then go away.
Exactly.
The monkey doesn't tell you his beliefs. I don't want to hear it from I don't care who. Susan Sarandon, love her. Tim Robbins, like him. Just keep it to your damn self, like everybody else. Being a celebrity does not grant you the omniscience and the awareness of everything.
That's my take.
Except
exactly.
for Barbara Streisand. Her opinion counts.
Does it?
Yeah.
Not to me. Nobody's opinion matters. You know, opinions.
Well, you know,
who
died and made them God?
Well,
that's what I always say.
And I
got to
tell you something. This is where I was in a class, and man,
I don't
want to
hear Charlie Daniels.
Okay, well, here you go. No. Here you go. If you want to really rile some people, Oprah. Is Oprah a thought leader?
Well, yeah, I think she is.
I mean, all she's got to do is say.
She's got a cult following. It's a cult of personality.
All she's got to do is say.
There you go. You just said the words. It's a cult of personality.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Your opinion matters because I like you.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. If Oprah said, I tried one of these dirty bastard beers the other day, and it's really good.
That's it.
This company could not make enough of them to keep up. Yeah,
absolutely
promise.
Right. Absolutely right.
I mean, you just gave me an idea.
Yeah.
We need to get a plug on Oprah.
Yeah. Okay. So
we're not going to get it with this conversation.
But thing is, so that's too much power for somebody who,
it is a lot of
from
power.
An intellectual perspective, from a credibility perspective, she has no right to have that sort of power to sway public opinion.
Well,
she
doesn't.
I think
we need to
whim.
Take the power out of these words. I mean, they're just ugly words.
Well, yeah. Okay.
If people say something like that to you, you just
get a little thicker skin.
Refer back to them. Of course, you know, we were talking about that with all the interracial marriages and things like that. I've already suggested a new category for a new race, the Africasians. And I'm speaking from experience and family.
But
here.
You know what you're going to get? You're going to get a lot of people that say, well, why you got Africa in front? That's what will happen. I mean,
either African or Caucasian.
Yeah, there you go. See, I mean, now what do you do?
But then again, you got to think that after a while, all of the races, 100 years down the line, everybody's
tan.
Procreated. We're all tan. Now it's going to be those blue-eyed sons of bitches. Mm. You know? Hey, blue eye. Oh,
they're
he called me the B word.
That's a regressive gene. Yeah,
it is. You know, if you didn't have something to point at and mock, I mean, everybody does it. That's what we know. At the end of the day, everybody does that, feel good about themselves. But on the other hand,
all told, I'm glad Imus was fired from both shows because he's boring.
I couldn't agree more.
Like
I thought he sucked. I couldn't figure out why is he kept on.
You know, about the only thing I think what has saved him over the years is his guests that he's had on the show. A lot of political leaders and
Harold
guests.
Ford Jr. from
Harold
our
Ford
yeah,
Jr.
Our little Harold. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been a mainstay on the show lately up until this little tiff. Until
his nappy head thing.
Yeah, and now he has distanced himself from Imus, and from what I hear, Imus had a little tirade on the radio about Harold not supporting him in this problem.
I understand that Imus has been doing nothing but groveling and slobbering at people's feet.
Yeah, you
pretty
watch.
Much
you
about
watch.
The last 3 days.
I guarantee you, a month from now, he'll be on XM.
Oh, yeah, he'll be on satellite real
he'll
soon.
He'll be on XM. They'll snap him up because he got Stern on Sirius.
Yep.
And they'll snap Imus up. And then when they're working on it. I don't know if it's been approved yet.
I think it's already done.
Is it a done deal?
I thought it was.
I don't know.
I thought it was, too.
I don't keep up. I ask him, guy wears me out.
I get on a sports website, and they were talking about that because some of the conferences were on one and some of the conferences were on the other. Now they said it's all together, so evidently it's a done deal.
Well, it's about that time. We need to take another break and listen to another tune, yet another Hubert Sumlin song. All right, this one is called I'm Ready. And once again, guess the artist. So, our Hubert Sumlin song, and did you guess the artist?
No, of course not.
Okay, that's right. Actually,
I didn't even know the correct answer when told.
And the thing was, you had guessed this guy way earlier.
Yeah, we did.
And you all were all over the place. And the thing was, this guy loves the blues. He plays the blues over and over. He partners with guys. It's Eric Clapton.
That's because he lost his English accent, you know?
Well, yeah, when he sings. He's trying to get him a Memphis accent is what it is.
Oh, okay.
He is. He's working on it. So, very cool and good song, man.
Speaking of cool, Kentucky Breakfast Stout.
Ah, man. This is it. This is the one we've been waiting on.
Yeah, this is great. Just open it up, and the first nose of it, the heavy nose, it's coffee.
Yeah,
coffee
it is.
Coffee and a little bit of vanilla coming out.
It's like a cooled off cup of coffee. It's got that kind of smell. Very nice.
Can you taste the alcohol?
A bit of backwoods pleasure with the without the banjo. This stout is brewed with a hint of coffee and vanilla, then aged in oak bourbon barrels. Our process ensures that strong bourbon undertones come through in the finish in every batch we brew. We recommend decanting at room temperature and best enjoyed in a brandy snifter, just like we have.
Yeah.
10% ABV. 25 IBUs. That's not too bitter.
I got to go with that, too, because this is one that I'm kind of trying to warm it a little because it's got that bourbon and the aromas come out. And this is one of those. I was talking to somebody today, and they said, you drink beer hot? I said, no, we just don't drink it too cold. Yeah. The only reason you can get beer too cold is because the beer sucks, and you've got to get it down fast before it starts stinking. So, Mike, what does it say? What's our...
Yeah, the box is cute. The bottle's cute, too, but it's...
Our rate beer.
On rate beer, Kentucky Breakfast Stout was rated a 100.
Man. Can't get any better now.
Another 100 beer.
Another 100.
Got to be a good beer there, huh?
We've had three or four of them.
And, Rick, you already said 10% alcohol. And on the rate beer was 241 reviews. So
to get 100 with 241 reviews... You got to be doing something right.
You got to be doing something right. This is
a little review of the beer. Gives relief from rheumatism, neuralgia, sciatica, lame back, lumbago, contracted muscles, toothache, sprains, swellings, and all manner of distress.
Is good for everything a stout ought to be good for.
It'll like cure that. What ails you.
Very tasty.
Well, you know, we at Big Foamy Head like the bourbon.
Yes, we do.
We have no problem with splashing a little, and especially in your Borp. It's like Borp with a splash.
Mm-hmm.
That's become the accepted way. Some people put lime. Some people put lemons. We put bourbon.
We don't quite do bourbon all the time. We sometimes do Tennessee whiskey.
Yes, sir.
Like a
Jack Daniels. That's right. A little splash of Jack.
Maker's Mark.
Maker's Mark. Yeah. Got a little wild turkey. If we need to feel the wild turkey bite.
Gobble, gobble.
What were you drinking last night? What was it?
Where?
Stone Creek, something like that.
Oh, at your house?
Yeah, I forgot the name of it.
Oh, Stone Creek. Yeah, the Stone Creek bourbon. Very good. Stone Creek, Buffalo Trace, all of those guys. Yeah.
I actually forgot about that beer. I was so impressed with your homebrew.
That was a bourbon.
Well, no, it was a bourbon that I was pouring into my brews.
Oh.
Bourbon and beer.
I don't think I got a splash of the bourbon.
You should have.
I just did the beer.
Bourbon and beer.
I tell you, I was really enjoying the beer a lot. I didn't need the bourbon.
Well, I've been warming mine up. And it really does.
You know, we ought to call someone. Let's reach out and touch a podcaster.
Let's reach out and feel up a podcaster.
Hello.
Hey.
I thought you guys went to bed.
No, hell no. We're just getting started.
We are old.
this is the beer report, for God's sake. You can go to bed and get your beauty sleep.
That's right. And God knows you need it. Yeah. But who won?
I'm conceding. We were actually still playing, and she got a big can of whoop-ass and beat me down.
She opened a can of whoop ass on you. Is that it?
I think I was just so anxious to talk to you guys, my mind drifted from the game.
Oh, that could be it. We distracted you. You can blame us.
Well, we have that effect on a lot of people.
Hey, Groucho, we're doing a new segment called Reach Out and Touch a Podcaster.
Oh, man, that sounds great. You guys should do that with every show.
Yeah, we should.
Well, I call it Reach Out and Feel Up a Podcaster, but.
So I think you were our first and our last.
Thank God for the miles between us.
Hey, I'm coming to Indiana. I'm going to show up on your door.
Are you?
Yeah.
He wouldn't be there unless he goes to Indiana.
Or Illinois.
Did you come to Illinois?
Pekin. Hey, man, I'm all over the place these days. You never know where I'll show up. But, hey, I know I'm going to see you at Great American Beer Festival.
Oh, you think so?
Hell, yeah. We're all going to be there.
We're going to be there. Are you guys?
I don't know. Do you know what the date is on that?
October
12th or something like that.
October 12th. Okay, I was thinking it was in September.
No, it's October.
Margaret's got a big horseback ride in the desert in September.
Yeah, I heard about that listening to thebeerreport.com.
Yeah. But so I didn't know if I'd go or not, but we'll see. My brother lives out there, so.
All the more reason.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'll just put you on the phone with Margaret, and you can convince her.
There you go. That's all we had to do.
Well, all you got to do is hitchhike to get out there, and you can stay with Brother Chomp, right?
There you go. Man, you were all over, Rick. You're like an encyclopedia of the beer report.
I'm your stalker.
Well, look, what you do is you get on the plane, and then you text message her and say, I'll be back when.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to call up that 8-year-old kid who hopped those three planes and see how he did that.
That's it.
Yeah.
Learn from the professionals. Well, we wanted to call and holler at you and say,
we want to say thanks for the founders.
Yeah, thanks for the founders. This is good stuff.
Man, I can't believe there was a leaker.
Well, it didn't make a dent. It leaked a little bit, but we cracked the breadboard.
No, there was a rye that was...
That was the rye that was leaking?
Last night, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I went ahead and finished that one.
Good.
I stepped up and did it, yeah.
You took one for the team, yeah. Did you?
This is all news to Dick. He's like, what? There was a
fifth
one?
What? Hey, wait, come on. Well, we had the breakfast out, and to kind of prep ourselves, we each took an obligatory swig of Jack Daniels.
Sweet.
Yeah. And then we drank a little, and they said, well, that was good. Let's see how it compares with some Wild Turkey. And so we passed that bottle around.
Wild Turkey 101.
Yeah, so we're still working on our breakfast stout.
Yeah.
One bottle between three people has lasted half an hour.
Well, I felt bad only sending one bottle, but they got one case in Peoria, and you could only get a four-pack out of it. It was the limit.
Oh, so, I'm amazed that you sent us any. Yeah,
we appreciate it. Very thankful. Very nice, very nice.
I only thought of you guys.
Hey, we appreciate it, man. And here's a question, though, and Rick brought this up.
What's that?
We need to hear more shows.
From who, the Beer Report?
Yeah. We got to get the frequency up.
Well,
we want weekly, man.
Well, no. See, that's the problem with the Beer Report. To be a good show, it probably needs to happen once a month because we've kind of gotten in a groove, and you probably want to edit this out, but Dude Night told me that they do like three shows in one night. You know, they just tape and tape and tape. So we tried that the last couple shows, and what that results in is a couple average shows and one drunk show.
Yeah.
Average shows and one drunk show.
I was going to say, we couldn't do three shows.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Although we've got all this social commentary, art, and culture we're doing now. So
this Saturday night, we're going to record a show, and it's going to go back to our roots. We're going to do a three-hour marathon session.
Very cool.
It's going to be all stouts, including the Kentucky breakfast.
Yes.
And then I'll parse that all together, and you'll get the total Beer Report flavor that you used to get on the old shows.
It sounds like Chud's ready to let loose on a rant there.
Okay, we got subject of conversation you got to introduce. Imus.
Oh, yeah.
Fair or not?
This is the first time in my life I've ever agreed with Rosie O'Donnell when she said we're in danger of losing freedom of speech. Normally I think she's an alarmist, but I think Imus has the right to say whatever he wants. I think the market has the right to say whatever they want back at him, but I don't think you can. I think the court of public opinion is pretty gross on this whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's why we're podcasters, because we can say whatever we want, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but I think the sponsors took the heat from the callers or the patrons of their products,
mm-hmm.
and they're the ones that decided to pull the plug.
I guess that's the market speaking.
Yeah.
Well, it's unfortunate that a group can be that strong to leverage a giant company like GM or American Express. I would think that if all Imus's fans, which I've never even met an Imus fan, honestly.
I don't think he's got that big a following, to be honest with you.
He's been on TV and radio for years, but I've never even heard the guy one day in my life.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, he just filled airtime.
He's on early in the AM, so.
Well, he's got some kind. I mean, there's all kinds of jocks out there that have this cult following. I mean, there's people we've never heard of, and they got a huge fan base.
I mean, I don't ever listen to Stern, and he's huge. Yeah. You know?
Well, I used to until he left.
Yeah.
Stern had a good point, too. He said that Imus is acting like a first-year DJ by apologizing as soon as he said it.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're
he shouldn't have done that. I mean, you stand on your principle, you get fired, and I maintain he's going to get picked up. I guarantee he'll show up on satellite.
Yeah, well,
guarantee. Money in the bank.
Oh, yeah. I'd like the guy needs any more money, honestly. He's at the end of his career, probably.
Well, he looks like older than dirt,
yeah.
too.
He's been away for 20 years.
Looks like Keith Richards in a cowboy hat.
Yeah. He looks like Keith Richards on a bad day.
Yeah, but his wife's pretty good looking. She's been out selling some soaps or something, some all-natural stuff.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah. Imus' wife. She was on Today Show a couple weeks ago.
He married a young one.
Yeah. She's a looker.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
I hope that worked out for him, because as soon as the money train stops,
she's the out of
end.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to find me a young guy, somebody in their 70s.
He could sit around and watch women's basketball games.
Did she go to the Anna Nicole school?
Yeah, that's right. Marry them all and hope they die soon.
There you go. This has been a great week. It's either Don Imus or Anna Nicole Smith news. That's all you get to hear about.
I know. This is some crazy year that we're living in with all these people coming up. James Brown, I think, finally got buried.
Yeah.
Everybody's dying. And they're dragging up all this stuff.
Don't forget about the Billy Packer saga a couple of weeks ago, too.
Yeah.
He stuck his foot in his mouth.
Yeah. Everybody does it. I mean, we stick our foot in our mouth on shows about beers and about people and then have to recant on them later. It's just a fact of life. You have an opinion at any given point, and, you're liable to change that opinion with a little more information, or maybe...
When you sober up, maybe?
Yeah. Of course, we all subscribe to the Mel Gibson School of Podcasting. Say whatever the hell you want as long as you're drunk.
Yeah, blame it on the alcohol.
That's right. I was drunk at the time, Ossifer.
You guys have it all built in. It's the beer talking.
That's it.
What we were talking about a while ago was the people have to develop a little thicker skin. Let it roll off. To heck with it. It's their opinion. Who cares?
Yeah. There's always something ugly about racism, so I'm not going to defend,
That's true. That's true.
That's the core of it.
And I think it's the spirit of the message. And Rick was saying something about pick a rap song, any rap song, and if it was a white guy, so it's kind of we shouldn't judge people by the color of their skin, but by the letter of the intent. Are you saying this in a profane way? Yeah. I'm sure, and of course, we've been calling each other dirty bicycles. And sooner or later, somebody's going to get pissed off, and we're taking advantage of poor bicycles.
No, I'm stepping up to the plate, and I'm calling Imus a honky cracker.
Yeah, that's right. You cracker. You white cracker.
Well, you had Sharpton that called Condoleezza Rice Aunt Jemima.
Yeah, what's that about?
Well, that's okay. You can say those kinds. Let's not even tread into these waters.
Well, it's one of those things. You gotta let it go. You gotta let it go sooner or later. And the thing is, if you're gonna set a double standard, be prepared.
Yeah. Let's not perpetuate this thing and make it bigger than it is.
Yeah.
Why keep dragging this out? Because it only makes it worse for everybody. And then Sharpton to say that we need to monitor this kind of speech and stuff like that, that's the stuff that scares the hell out of me. Anybody who thinks about passing a law in Congress about, monitoring what you say on the radio or, on your blog or whatever, that just creeps me out.
Well, you know what, though? I'm listening to this, and this intelligent, thoughtful, insightful conversation we're having, I'm thinking, we need Chud to throw things just way the hell off balance.
Well, I think we're going to talk about the Imus thing this week. I didn't really want to, but
man, that's like a bomb.
He's been fired from both CBS and MSNBC.
He's the fuse to blow up Chud.
Yeah, we're broadcasters, so we can relate to him, right?
Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. With our millions or tens of listeners, pick one.
I was listening to Glenn Beck this morning, and he said that Imus was fired from PMSNBC.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, what's he losing on that station? I mean, CNBC, I think, went off the air, and MSNBC doesn't exactly drag in a lot of viewers, I don't think.
No.
All right, well, Groucho, what's your beer of the week? Are you drinking anything different or good?
Like I said, we're going to go all stouts this week. I actually was drinking some Bully Porter this week. I don't know if you guys ever had that at Boulevard Brewing.
Absolutely. We warmed up a little bit with the Boulevard Pale Ale.
Do you like it?
I love the Boulevard myself. I like the Pale Ale. It's an everyday drinker.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's not one of those, I had one, I'll never forget it, but it's a good everyday drinker to me.
Boulevard, I still have a question about, and this is getting kind of beer geeky. The Leinen Kugel rep was actually pushing it the last time I was at the store. He had like a little booth with Leinen Kugel and Boulevard, and Leinen's owned by Miller. So I wondered if Boulevard had ties with Miller as well.
Don't know. They're across the river in St. Louis or in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It might be worth looking into, but it doesn't make a big difference to me because they make killer beer. They make better beer than Leinenkugel does.
They do. Oh, they're good beer. They're good beer. Hey, you know what we got on an upcoming show?
What's that?
Your old pal, the Maudit.
I thought you were going to say somebody from Farpoint Media.
No, man. We're bringing... We're not. Hey, talk about a touchy subject.
Well, we'll have Mike and Evo as a guest, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that Evo, he knows everything.
Sure.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he writes books about everything.
He does. So it just proves monkeys and typewriters.
He should write a book about how to be Don Imus. I mean, whatever's cutting edge, he could be right there writing a book.
He could, couldn't he?
Don Imus for Dummies.
Bam, there's a book. Hey, man, thanks for giving us some time, and we really appreciate the beers.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you guys like the beers. Like I said, I asked Rick if he'd had Founders, and he said you guys can't really get around. Maybe you've had those beers before, but I thought have them again.
Have them again, exactly.
Yeah, this is one of those in the breakfast out. There's no reason not to have it again.
Good. It's 100 on Rate Beer.
Yeah, I saw that. I got two bottles left for Chud and I for this weekend. I've never had it. So you guys are having it before me.
Oh, you got an experience coming up. Have a bottle of Jack Daniel's standing by because you're going to want
break
more.
Break open one at a time?
Yeah. You're going to want more. Once you get the bourbon and beer going, that's it. You're done. Bend over. Take it like a man.
That's how they take it in Memphis.
Oh, hika.
Well, you know, as I say, you got a pretty mouth for a man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're only proving your point, pal.
I'm right, comfortable in my gender. All right. Thanks, Groucho.
Glad you enjoyed the beer.
See ya.
So it's Groucho from the TheBeerReport.com. Great show. If you haven't listened to it, go check it out.
Always great to talk to him. And, you know, he's got a great show, like you said. And we sometimes bring out the more intelligent side of Groucho and the Beer Report, because Chud's not around to drop a few F-bombs and take this off. And, of course, though, I can't wait. It's like, you know, we saw the opportunity. Here's a controversial thing, and Groucho discourses on it intelligently.
They may build on it, or they may avoid the politics.
They may, but I just want to say,
you know, we don't do politics
like
either.
I said, that's the fuse. I want to light Chud up and see what happens, you know. So we always love listening to their show, and God knows what will come out of their mouth. And what went into our mouth earlier was a Kentucky Breakfast Stout. Man, that's good. That
followed
was
by
smooth.
Several shots of bourbon.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We've been alternating between Jack and Wild Turkey.
So that's whiskey and bourbon.
Yes, sir.
We're mixing our whiskeys.
Well, no. We got real bourbon, Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey, Wild Turkey 101. We have felt the Wild Turkey bite.
And, which means 101 proof,
yes,
by
sir.
The way.
Driving while blind.
Yes.
And we're going to wind it up. Good show. We
have our last segment.
Our last segment. We could not do a show without it these days.
Perennial favorite.
And
cue up the music.
And the Big Foamy Head Interpretive Dance Theater presents Beer Haiku.
A legend in my own mind. After enough beers, my intelligence dazzles. Others are jealous. Beer Haiku.
Culture. Brilliant.
Written by Captain Hops.
Wonderful.
Owner and proprietor and head janitor of BeerHaikuDaily.com.
And what a sight. I mean, we were like scrolling through and saying, okay, which one? Which one? There's too many.
It's all funny.
And there's one on there, I swear it's like a blues song. We need a chorus line for it. You're done. It's a song. Good stuff. Check them out, BeerHaikuDaily.com. And that's it. I'm spent.
Let's wrap it up then.
And good stuff.
Who are we going out with?
We are going to lead out with yet another Memphis in May artiste, Alvin Youngblood Hart. Cool guy. Got very spare. Everybody we've had tonight has been very spare on the music. Not a whole lot of overproduction, guitars, voices, and Alvin Youngblood Hart follows in the same vein. He's got a little roots sort of blues going. Very cool stuff. Jinx Blues, Alvin Youngblood Hart. See you next time.
Drive safe.
Come back and see us. Jackson.
that bed, oh, oh, chilly, you know someday, dead. If I ever get back home, I won't be around here no more. No, won't be around. Oh, my mama getting old. Her head ain't turning gray. Oh, my mama getting old. Her head ain't turning gray. Oh, chillin', you know how that is. Don't you know that I break a heart, Lord? My living is away, yeah, my living is away. Woke up in the morning, jinx all around my, jinx all around my bed. Woke up in the morning, jinx all around my bed. Turned my face to the wall and didn't have a thing to say, no, didn't have a thing. Said ain't no use hollering, baby, no use to screaming and, no use screaming and crying. Said ain't no use hollering, no use to screaming and crying. Oh, sugar, you know it ain't no use. Don't you know you got a home, mama? Long as I got mine, yeah, long as I got mine. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my wicked soul. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my wicked soul. Oh, sugar, you know I ain't gonna mistreat you. I wouldn't mistreat you, mama, for my waiting and go, yeah, for my waiting and go. Said I'm going away, baby. Don't you want her, yeah. Don't you want her go. Said I'm going away now, mama. Don't you want her go, yeah. Oh, sugar, I know you want to go, yeah. If I ever get back home, I